They say Radharani, scripture says that Radharani was feeling some desire to be able to associate with Lord Chaitanya anytime, any place, just like his cowherd boys were able to do, because gopis were already restricted. Krishna was. So then Radharani wanted to have a male form. So in Chaitanya Leela, all the associates who were gopis, they all became men. Male forms, most of them. And you have Matsya, you have some week ago we had the Radhastami. Radhastami is a very special day. It says in the Padma Purana that there was a lady who was kind of a, in the previous yuga she was a modern lady who would travel around the world alone and try to enjoy life. Somehow she ended up at a Radha Krishna temple. So many ladies were making like these balloons and making festoons and different kinds of decorations. And she said, "What are you all doing? You don't know. Tomorrow is Radhastami, a very special day. You should stay with us and observe." So, next day she stayed and she observed the Radhastami, the Abhishek, the Puja, the offering. It was very beautiful. How many of you? Mayapur is Radharani's abode. She made the Then later this lady went on, she traveled, and then at the time of her death, the Yamadutas appeared. And they were going to take her away, but then the Vishnudutas appeared. So they're having like a tug of war, like who gets her soul. The Vishnu states that Vishnu Dutas rather that she belongs to them because she's going to go back to Godhead. So this lady, the Yamaduta said, she's going with us, she's a sinner, she's committed so many sins, traveled around the world. And but the Vishuddhuta said, no, she attended Radhastami. I didn't want Radhastami. Look at all the sins she's done. Don't underestimate the power of Radhastami. She's coming with us back to Godhead. So they took her back to the spiritual world and the Yamadutas were sent back home. Empty-handed. So you see, observing these festivals like Janmashtami, Radhastami, Ekadasi, if you do these things, then you may not be able to see Yama Raj and the Yama Gutas. I'm sure that you're really anxious to see Yama here. Why would I like to see Yama Gutas? I guess you're not missing out on anything. I would like to go back to Krishna in this lifetime. So, this is a special mercy. Now they get the Mayapur's under 6 feet of flooding. So gradually the water's going down. That's why they told me I could come here, because water's going down. But somehow Krishna was so merciful that during Radhastami it was high and dry. Only this past week it's been. And they said it fed about 90,000 people. They have a very efficient system to distribute the rations. They get the names of everybody and call one head of the family, one member of the family. They come and they get their quota, depending how many members of the family they have. So, after Radhastami, then I went up to Poland. We had a little gathering in a city called Wrocław. If you see that word, it looks like it's pronounced Wroclaw, but it's actually pronounced Wrocław. It has a temple president who's a lady. She's a psychiatrist, medical doctor, psychiatrist. And she's the temple president. So, her name is Prema Dana. Very responsible. Here in South Africa, do you have any lady vice temple presidents?
No.
Not yet. And they went to the Russian festival. About 3,000 devotees attend. And big tents and many buildings where they have seminars. I had a morning seminar on congregational development and an afternoon seminar on Vrindavani Bhajan. You know about Vrindavani Bhajan, right?
No.
Got some copies handy? Prabhupada, before he went to America, when he went to Vrindavan, he wrote a poem, about 27 verses, 19 or 27, I can't remember right now. And it was called Vrindavane Bhajan, meaning worshipping Krishna in Vrindavan. So there, every day I gave a good Prabhupada's translation. We had the my commentary. So that book was published about a month ago. You probably all have copies, right? Don't have a copy? Why not? I'll present one to Vilavati Radhika and Arjuna Krishna Das. is a good way to come here. We only have a few copies, actually, right? How many? Five? It's very interesting because you get an insight into Prabhupada's portraying what is Vrindavan. In the beginning, he's talking about himself, and he seemed to lose everything by the mercy of Krishna. So all his relatives had left him. So when you have money, everybody likes you. And then you don't, then only the gurus to explain. Then we just read about 8 verses, but later on then he goes and tells about the different kinds of people he's seeing in Vrindavan, the rip-off artists, the Bodhi yogis, the big sadhus, put on a big profile but they don't actually know. They don't preach how a Christian priest comes and the Vrindavan tells everybody offensive things about Krishna, and none of the big sadhus are able to go and explain to him that his concepts are not correct. It's very interesting. And finally, that the real purpose is going to Vrindavan is to get the blessings of Krishna and to preach his glories. But there are many. It's interesting. So how many would like to get a copy of it? Probably going to have to auction it off. Anyway, they have more in my point.
Another point.
Then we got the message that Ganges water started rising, so they put sandbags on the road. They kept 1 foot high, they put more, they put 2 foot high, and finally, 2 feet sandbags can't hold so much. So they started pouring into Mayapur, and they resettled the grihastas and families that wanted to be resettled into the guest houses. Then the water rose until it touched the feet of Lord Narsingadev. Then went down. Prabhupada said that because the Sankirtan movement started in Mayapur when the flood's there, it's a message from Lord Chaitanya that he wants the preaching to flood. I hope here in Johannesburg you're flooding. People will love Krishna. What's amazing is that I showed the Congregational Development Report last night. It's another, I have two shows. And Phoenix Temple in Mauritius is number 17 in the world. What number is, they have Phoenix here too. What was anywhere in South Africa?
They were first in small countries.
I don't think that South Africa sends the scores in. Therefore, you don't picture. But that can be changed.
Speak to that. The voice to something.
So there, the new president, his name is Satchitanai. He said that we're not satisfied to be number 17. We're going to be in the top 10. So we got competition. Actually, Bhakupa Krishna Maharaj in Delhi 2 years ago, they just started in 27 Namhat groups, and then this last year they had over 50, 16. So it's going up. They're really fired up. In Bangalore, there's one devotee called Chaitanya Avatari, and he and then there's the temple, so that between them they have about 40, 50 Bhakti Riksha groups. But the temple just did a training program to make new leaders, and at one shot they have something like 40 new leaders. So they're going to start 40 new groups, 30, 40 new groups. They all went through 2-3 month training program. So I see everybody here qualified to be a Bhakti Riksha leader, more or less. Youth leaders. Anyone has some questions? Wanted to see, many wanted to see both. You want to see my travel? 45 minutes. It's 2 hours later in Mauritius. And it's 2 hours later than that in Russia. I'm not fully recovered yet. Actually, after Russia, I went to Hong Kong, where we had a program in Hong Kong with the local devotees. So I gave a 3-day seminar, and the second day was China Day. Public Day or something, the day that Mao Zedong threw over whatever was there before, the emperor. Some day, it's a festival. So that night they have fireworks, the devotees got a permission to do Harinam, and 150 devotees doing Harinam. And all the ladies were dressed up in very nice saris, and Chinese ladies, few different. I wouldn't call it the rainbow country or anything, but there were one or two other varieties. Some Indians and a couple Westerners, but mainly Chinese, because it's Hong Kong, it's mainly Chinese. And so they're all dancing and they're all doing this, you know, this. Spinning around and dancing right through the huge crowds of people out to watch the fireworks, packed. Very beautiful to see. They're all having a wonderful time. Few of them came from a country I'm not able to talk about. But so they had a really nice Harinam till 8 o'clock. I led the kirtan for 45 minutes, and Krishna Kshetra Prabhu was there also. There's a wealthy donor who sponsored a course on Vaishnavism in the university. What do you call it when you sponsor a seat or something? A chair?
Yes, chair.
But he didn't want it in his name. He wanted it that ISKCON was sponsoring it. So he's like anonymous from behind, and he's putting ISKCON up front. And the person who's supposed to give the lectures, he's really busy until next year. So he convinced Krishna Kshetra Prabhu, who's also got a PhD from Oxford, to do this course for him. So he's there. He said it's quite interesting. They're quite interested in people. So he came, he's there, and he joined the Harinam. So we're going through that busy. They closed off the streets for traffic. It was just walking. And then they had we went up on the roof. 9:30 they had the fireworks. So all these devotees were chanting and dancing on the roof, watching the fireworks. Prabhupada said his fireworks are like eye ticklers. Tickle your eye. Flashing light. It was nice that everybody was chanting. What do you do here when it's New Year's Eve? What do South Africans do?
They have a party in the streets.
Gotcha. It was something like that, but not so wild. It was more like family type. It's just 9:30. So I was going to issue my ticket from Hong Kong, but then they told me that the price had increased and that Mauritius was cheaper. And I had a ticket to go to Mauritius anyway. And then from Mauritius, I thought maybe I can go to South Africa. So we went to Mauritius, but Mahabharata here and one other devotee, they were just like non-stop in this agent. Couldn't get it together. They couldn't even figure out how to print it out on their printer. So they had to issue the ticket by hand. 20 coupons for me, 20 coupons for him, another 20, like 60 coupons written by me. Well, the Latin America pass could be printed out. So just 40 coupons by hand. And barely we made the flight here. It was very nice to see all of you devotees. I think I'm just missing the Soweto Rath Yatra.
Yes.
It's next week or so?
Yes.
They only invited me recently. But from 2 months ago, they've been inviting me to go to the Rio de Janeiro Rath Yatra and to give a seminar in northern Brazil in a place called Natal. Which reminded me of South Africa. So South Africa is not the only Natal. If we could simultaneously be more than one place at a time, that would make it a lot easier to attend all the festivals. smile everybody. So they did an interesting thing at the festival in Russia. That so the Bhagavatam class, they had Prabhupada glorification class. Every day, one or two speakers just spent the time, the 1 hour, glorifying Prabhupada, telling pastimes. So it was a very Prabhupada conscious festival. Then they also had the in the evening, after the evening aarti, the kirtan went on. I was there, seeing it go on. I don't think it ever ended. Went through to Mangal aarti maybe, but I was there a couple of times until 11:30. Everybody chanting and dancing all night. So our human life is very short, actually. And if we can take shelter of Krishna, serve Krishna, then our human life becomes a success. But if we don't, then everything is quite wasted. That's why we're trying to encourage everybody to chant and to serve. I was one of my disciples. They have a 17-year-old boy. But he said that he's actually from Russia. He said that he read the works of Lenin and Marx and all these different materialist people. So he said he didn't believe in Krishna, didn't believe in anything, no higher reality. He was a materialist. So the parents asked me to try to convince him. What would you say if someone told you that? I introduced many people and asked them to convince that person. Give prasad. That's more or less what I did. Give prasad, give a lot of mercy. No one could convince, there was two actually, one boy and one lady. The lady wrote to me and said that you gave me so much mercy, so much association, but now I realize that I got some very special mercy, that she asked for some blessings. Accepted me as a Siksha Guru. Prabhupada once told us that Mayavadi, it's very hard to convince them because they have this short circuit in their brain. And if you engage them in service, then they can soften up. Eventually they may accept. questions? Prabhupada, when he would go on morning walk, then he would ask the different devotees to take a materialistic point of view and argue with him. Express their doubt, then he would convince them or defeat them or whatever. He would regularly do that, honing his, sharpening his abilities. Maybe this way he was uncovering doubts that people had also. Who knows? So on these morning walks he would stop and ask. Someone would say, Kurt Bhakti Chumaraj gets $100 bonus every time. So far nobody gave me yet. But, not like that. So today is Ekadasi, and everything you do today get 100 times the benefit, anything spiritual.
That's tomorrow.
For us, right? For me, I forgot. For you, okay, tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're still on Ekadasi for Mauritius. I don't know how it changed. So then Padma Purana, there was this history about, there was a demon called Shankasura. And he had defeated the devas, and he went smashing things, and he wanted someone to fight with. But since he defeated everybody, they hit. The devas were hiding in Mount Meru in some cave. Then he got the idea, let me go to Satyaloka, the Brahmalok, and destroy the personified Vedas. By doing that, then I'll neutralize all the devas, all the demigods and goddesses. So he flew up to the Satyaloka. Just as he was arriving, somehow the personified Vedas got the news, and they left. So he saw them leaving, and he pursued after them. There was a chase going on around the universe. And then the personified Vedas entered into some water. Whether this planet's water or the universal water, I mean the bottom of the universe is also water. But somehow they entered in some water, and Shankasura chased after them, trying to find them. But he didn't know that actually they dissolved themselves. So then, once you dissolve, you can't find by looking. But he didn't know that, so he's looking everywhere. They're hiding all over the ocean bottom. So the meanwhile, the devas said, well, he's going to be busy now. Then they went to the Kiro Lake. This Chaturmasya, Vishnu is resting. So they wanted to ask him, this happened to happen during one of the months of Chaturmasya. They didn't want to disturb him. But they thought, let's wake him up by singing kirtan. Then he won't be, you know, he'll be pleased that we chant his name. So they started having kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So like this, they're chanting, and Vishnu wakes up from his slumber, and he hears his yoga nidra, and he hears the devas singing Hare Krishna and dancing. And he was very, very pleased that all the higher residents of the higher planets were chanting and dancing his holy names. So then he declared that anyone on this month who does my devotional service will get 100 times the benefit. Anyone who similar does something spiritual on my day. So like this I got, so that day was what? Which day was that that I got 100 times? Ekadasi. And which month? January, February, March. Nobody knows. The fire sale month. Everything must go. Special mercy. The month of Kartik. The month of Damodar. So that's why tomorrow you get 100 times bonus. Hari Bol.